Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are out there on the globe. Welcome back to WordPress Podcast from A to Z with your host, John Overall. And we're going to be covering a whole new letter today. This is episode number 7 for the podcast. And we're going to be covering the letter H today on our podcast for WordPress. And the podcast, or the letter, that's all right. Don't worry about it. It'll be great in the edits. Anyway, we're going to be covering Headspace as the plugin here tonight. Headspace is a great little plugin, and if you've got SEO plugins in your WordPress install, which you probably do, it's most likely you have all-in-one SEO, which is a really great plugin unto itself, very simple to use, but it does have some limitations in it. If you move on to Headspace, you'll find that the limitations disappear in Headspace a lot of the time. Headspace allows you to add even more data and faster than using all-in-one SEO. So what I'm going to do first is we're going to cover a bit about how to get it installed, how to set up the basics of it, because unfortunately I don't want to spend 2 hours in this podcast, and you probably don't want to listen to me for 2 hours. I'm certain that you might have a little boredom at about the hour point. So we're just going to spend, you know, 15-20 minutes on it, and we're going to cover the highlights of this plugin. This plugin is very in-depth. I actually teach it in my advanced WordPress course that I teach here in Victoria. So you might want to look into Headspace. Make sure when you start playing with it, before you install it on your live active site, go to your practice site that you've set up. I'm sure you've got one by now. And you install it there, play with it, and see what it does before you start tweaking on your main live site. So first off, we're going to get here and we're going to install the plugin in the usual manner. You log into your WordPress administration dashboard, go to the Install Plugins area, and you go to Search for Plugins, and you type Headspace 2 into the search bar term. It'll come up. Headspace 2 SEO should be the number one choice. Do the usual. Click Install Now. When it brings that up, then click Activate the Plugin. You've got it activated. Now, if you have all-in-one SEO, before you activate Headspace, make sure you turn off all-in-one SEO. Very important. You don't want to have more than one SEO plugin running. They actually act like bullies on the playground. They don't play well together. They sort of get in each other's way, push and shove, all that great stuff. So make sure you turn it off. So anyway, we've activated Headspace. And now we're going to go into the settings menu for Headspace. And in the settings menu, what we've got here, it brings up the main page that you're looking at. Now in this main page settings, you can set your settings for individual page types. You can have the global settings. This is very important in the global settings. You set that and it applies to everything for all of your pages, posts, unless otherwise specified. You can apply specific SEO settings to your home page that doesn't affect any other page. You can apply specific settings to your front page, which is often different than your home page. Depends on how you have your blog set up or your WordPress website set up. You can set it up for your taxonomy archives, your archives, categories, posts, pages, author pages, search pages, even your 404 page. And everyone knows your 404 page often takes a lot of damage. So you set up SEO for that to help turn around those mishit pages. Then you've also got your tag pages, your attachment pages, and login pages. Now one of the beauties about this, and we're going to do a quick setup on the global settings. This covers everything. There are special tags. If you scroll down, you'll see where it says special tags. You can put these tags in there and save yourself a ton of time and allow for individual settings per page or post. For instance, if you go into the page title under global settings, you can set something with the special tags like site name, and then you can type some text, presents you with, and then you put title. What that does is in the SEO of the page, for instance, if you look under my SEO, you might see it. It shows in there that johnoverall.com presents you with WordPress plugins from A to Z. That's exactly what it'll print out. You do the same thing in the description. Use those special settings. Now the other beautiful thing is here, now if you remember to use tags, then all of us should be using tags in our posts and pages. But wait a minute, you ask? What do you mean pages? There's no tags. There is now, if you've got Headspace installed. You just go into the tags one, and you put the tag in there. Tag special, the special setting, special tag. So what it'll do is every time it draws up a page, it'll take the tags you've added to your posts or pages, and it'll throw them in as the keywords for your post or page. And we know that it's very useful to have different types of keywords for different pages. So this can save you a ton of time down the road. Very useful. So once you've done that, you simply click Save. And you can go down the line here and adjust every single page or every single page type throughout the system. Very good thing to do. Now we go along and we go set the settings for page modules. Now the page modules here is very useful. There's multiple modules there. You'll see when you hit it, you'll see a right column and a left column. In the right column are advanced modules. You only see those when advanced things happen. In the left column is the simple modules. These will always show up in every page or post, and we'll discuss that after we've set a couple of modules. Now the two modules that I pull from the disabled modules below, now I've tried and experimented with all of these. They often make a bit of a mess, so you might want to play with them yourself to see which ones might work for you. Pull up the one from keywords, just like everything else in WordPress, using the wonderful Ajax. You just click, drag, and drop. And then you click up the one for follow links, and we'll show you what those are and how you use those a little bit later. But then there's other modules in here. You can add a meta robots, custom data, raw footer data, relative links, RSS name, RSS description. This allows you to change the RSS name and description per page or post so that it doesn't always have the same universal one for the entire site. Very useful. And you enter this information when you're entering your page and post, because when you're entering your page and post, you get a whole new set of fields at the bottom, which we will discuss. So now the next thing you do is you move on to the site modules. That's the third link over on the top. Click on that and you will load up the site modules. Now this in here, I've sort of played with some of these. I haven't had the time yet to use every single one of these modules, but I have used a couple of them. Now if you want to see what they do, all the way over on the right hand column, you'll see, well, first let me give you the list of modules. You see there's a whole list of modules in here. I'm just going to touch on the highlight ones. Google Analytics, First Time Visitors, Framebreaker, Google Webmaster, Page Counts, WordPress Content Formatting. These are some of the majors. Yahoo Site Explorer. So if you check them, they become active. If they're unchecked, they're inactive. But if you want to know what they do, all the way over on the right hand side, you'll see a question mark. Click that. It gives you a little bit of what it does. Like the Google Analytics, adds Google Analytics tracking code to all pages. Simple enough to do. You just click on the editing box, and it brings up the editing box to enter the Google Analytics page code. And it helps you set it all up. One of the ones that I use here quite regularly is I use First Time Visitor and Framebreaker. Go click on those and make them active. And Framebreaker is fairly self-explanatory. It stops your site from being loaded in a frame. Have you ever been searching through your hits and traffic and you go see these really strange, odd hits to your website, and then when you follow that, you find that your site is framed up inside somebody else's site? Kind of sucks when that happens. That means they're using your content to pull up their rankings. That's a bit of a drag. With Framebreaker, what it does is as soon as it hits that frame, it busts that frame and busts out of it, leaving their site behind and your website back in its own settings. So Framebreaker is very, very useful. Now First Time Visitor, this one's also kind of cool too. Semi-self-explanatory. What it is you can put a message here for anyone who enters your website for the first time, for all first-time visitors. And you can have it repeat for any number of times. Like if you want it to repeat for the first four times someone hits your website, you have it repeat for that. You can put that message before your content or after your content, so they can see it before they read your post or see it after they read your post. Very kind of cool. I'm not using it right now because I've got other things happening on my site, but I have used it on other websites and it's been very useful. So that's covering that. The other ones you just want to kind of play with. Some of them are better dealt with using additional plugins, like the one that's FeedBurner Stats Pro. That's actually better dealt with a FeedBurner plugin, which I don't think I've covered one yet, but I will. So that's site modules in a nutshell. So what we've got next is options. You click on the options. This is going to set your options for it. They're pretty basic. You can inherit settings, so your global settings are inherited through everything. Process excerpt with plugins. Allow plugins to modify the generated excerpts. What this does, okay, this I found useful. I can't remember the other plugin I was using, but Headspace and the other plugin went butted heads, mainly because this box was checked. So what was happening was that plugin was trying to parse some information that Headspace was producing and it wasn't doing a very good job. Well, I wanted that other plugin and I wanted Headspace. If you uncheck this box, it allows the plugins to play together. It's kind of like using a photo gallery plugin, I can't remember which one it is right now, that needs Moo Tools, but you have another plugin that's using Moo Tools and they don't like each other, they don't play. You turn one off. So anyway, that's what that does. The other one is, of course, plugin support. You go donate to these guys. Remember, donate when you use these plugins and you keep them and use them for a while, make sure you donate. Donate, donate, donate. Give these guys $5. All it takes. Help them out. Help keep them developing these fantastic plugins. Send them a few bucks. This also is a spot where you can delete Headspace from your system. So you can go in if you decide you don't like it and you've created a whole bunch of tags and posts and other stuff and you want to get rid of all the metadata it's created, delete it here. It wipes it out. But be absolutely certain it's what you want, because once it's gone, it's gone. Make a backup of your database before you make a choice like that, because you might change your mind. Now the final setting here is import. Now this one here is fantastic if you've been running like all-in-one SEO on your website. You can import all of that data from all-in-one SEO. Now it's also got a few other things you can import it from. Head meta description, Headspace tags, Drome's keywords, ludicrous head meta. More unique, SEO title tags, or any other type of plugin you've been that's in this list. You can import the original data from that plugin to this plugin. So you don't lose all that other stuff you've done, you don't have to redo it, and you can just bring it directly over into Headspace. Saves you a ton of time, fantastic, very usable, very excellent thing to have. So that pretty much covers Headspace in a nutshell, in just, you know, quarter of an hour, 15 minutes, gives you the quick teaser rundown. If you live in the Victoria area, BC, make sure you come sign up for my course. My next courses are in January, held at Shoreline Community. And this is one of the plugins I go into advanced detail on in my course. So it could be very useful. Helps your website out, saves you a ton of time. Now, I did promise to show you a little bit about what it does in posts and pages. This is where the beautiful part is. Go to one of your posts. Hopefully you have one that is already got data in it. I'm going to use one that's got data in it here. This way it's easier to explain. What you do for it is, you know how much time went into the all-in-one SEO? You had to always cut and paste the title tag and the excerpt tag. So it added a few extra minutes to your posting. Can be a bit of a pain. Well, not anymore. With Headspace, you just scroll down. You'll see the Headspace entry box. Page title highlighted. You click that. It grabs the page title from above. Click description. It grabs the first however many characters you've set up in the settings page. And it throws them in there. I have it set. It's defaulted to 150 characters. And it throws them in there, which is 150 is pretty good. Makes for a pretty decent description. Already done. Boom. Now, for instance, say you've got a page here you don't want the links followed. that you put on it. You can set the attributes here. You can set archive links, category links, page links, tag. For wherever this post is going to be, you can set whether the links are followed or no follow. Or leave it default. The default setting is to follow. Very useful. Now, the other brilliant spot is over on the right-hand column under post tags. You used to have to go look for your most used tags or type in tags and go, man, I wish I could think of some other tags. For some reason, my brain's just farting out. Well, not anymore. It's got a suggested tags button there. You can use the suggest button, which what it does is it searches the content and see if there's any unique tags it can throw in. Most of the time, I find the suggest button doesn't work. But just to the right of that is the one that says Yahoo. If you scan that one, it goes through Yahoo and sees if there's any relevant tags. And it gives you a list. It usually gives you a pretty decent list. All you do is you go through, click the ones that are most relevant to your post, and then click Add, and boom, they're instantly added to your post. Saves you a ton of time. You don't have to always come up with the tags. You don't have to stop and think. You can see if Yahoo has some suggestions that are relevant. Saves you a ton of time. Now we've got the other one that you really want to know about. This is under the Pages column. So go into your Pages and click on a page that you can edit, one that already has content in it, just to make it simple to show you what you can do. Now remember I said you can add tags to pages and you couldn't before? Well, I remember when you couldn't add tags to pages. Now when I go to add one that doesn't have headspace in there, I forget, oh, they don't have headspace, so they don't have a tag box. You'll notice in the top right-hand corner, there's a new box called Tags. And it's got the same thing as the one on the post. You can go to Yahoo, get some suggestions, click on your links there, it automatically fills them into the box, and then all you do is click update, and that information is automatically thrown into your page, not your post. Your page can now have tags. Very cool. I love it. So you'll love Headspace. Fantastic little plugin. Saves you some SEO time, actually improves the SEO of your website. I've thrown it on a couple of my websites that I use for niche blogging and advertising. Actually, is their pages have gone up in rankings and they're getting more traffic. Been very nice. So hopefully you've enjoyed that. Very good podcast. I thoroughly enjoy doing them. I want to throw a shout out to all of my listeners out there. I just wanted to point out the fact that last week when I did my podcast, we had reached a mere 201 downloads of my podcast. Well, in this last week, we had a sudden spike. As of today, actually, since I'm not in there, I'll pop in there real quick, and we will go see what the traffic has for us. As of today... Actually, this is not today's stats. This is all the way up until 2 a.m. this morning, which would be today is the 29th, so 2 a.m. on the 29th of November. I've had 317 downloads of my podcast, which means over the course of 7 days since the last one went live, 100 downloads. Yaha! Thank you, people. Someone out there is listening to me. It has to be much more than my mom, my brothers, and, you know, my wife. So someone else is listening to me. That's great. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Hope they bring you some useful information. If you have questions, you want some help, you can always reach me. John, you can always reach me at email. That's dragon@johnoverall.com. That's dragon@johnoverall.com. Send me an email. Again, that email is not published anywhere on the web. It is only spoken or put on my business card. So if I see spam at that, I know someone's given out the email address. And, of course, we want to thank everyone out there that's helping us. If you've got other comments, put them up to... on the pages, or if you get this podcast from iTunes, leave me a comment there. Rate the podcast. I'd really appreciate it if someone out there would rate it. Let me know what you think. I have no clue if people enjoy this or not. I assume they're enjoying it because it's still getting downloaded. And also on Blueberry, you can find me on Blueberry. So rate me there. And if you're getting your podcast from there, so until next week. You have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be on the globe today. So this has been WordPress Plugins from A to Z with John Overall.